Good morning. My name is Lee Conrad. I'm the chairperson of the Southwest Kentucky Economic Development Board of Directors. And today we are here to break ground for the largest economic development project in the history of Christian County. And I think the governor may actually...
History of Western Kentucky.
There you go. We're also going to celebrate the leadership and honor this wonderful company, Ascend Elements, that made this groundbreaking possible. So join me in thanking Governor Beshear and the company leadership, CEO Michael O'Cronley and his team, for their willingness to invest in Commerce Park number 2 and in Southwest Kentucky. We recognize this decision did not come easily and without much consideration and against very stiff competition. So we're humbled and honored that Commerce Park 2 is soon to be the new home of Ascend Elements Hopkinsville. With their state-of-the-art investment and awesome and our awesome workforce, we know that the company will enjoy great success in the future. To Governor Beshear and the entire Cabinet for Economic Development, I don't think Secretary Noel is here, but we just want to say thank you for your continued support and leadership as you have paved the way for another historic year for economic development in the entire Commonwealth. We applaud your team's continued efforts and their outstanding support working with Ascend Elements. And I also might add, the Economic Development Cabinet went through a transition with Secretary Hayes retiring and Secretary Noel coming on board, and they did not miss a single beat. And it's pretty obvious to see that with everything that's going on in the Commonwealth right now. I'd also like to take some time to reflect on what it took to bring us to this point. You see, I actually had a full head of hair and none of it was gray. The first time I was in a meeting that discussed Commerce Park 2, I think it was around 15 years ago. That's not a joke. It took hundreds of people and a massive amount of hard work to bring this to fruition. And so it actually, one of my predecessors as chair of this board, Don Henderson, used to have a poem that he would read for every one of these announcements. And I'm not a poet, but I do love movies. And I won't quote Christmas Vacation, probably the most quoted movie myself, but I will quote Catch Me If You Can. If you all remember the scene, it's got Christopher Walken accepting the Rotarian of the Year Award, and Leonardo DiCaprio, his young son, is sitting there, you know, with bated breath to see what dramatic speech his dad gives. And his dad actually says, Christopher Walken says, "There once were two mice who fell into a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned, but the second one churned and swam and churned and swam until that cream turned into butter and he escaped." Well, today we are all that second mouse because of all that hard work. So I'd also like to take a special moment to recognize our mayor. He's the one elected official on the stage who's not running for re-election. He's retired. And so, it should be noted that he has worked his tail off ever since he volunteered for the job when somebody else decided he wanted to do something different. And he has been relentless in his pursuit for economic development. We've had a lot of meetings, a lot of effort. He's probably missed a lot of bike rides to help make this happen. And I'd like to just take a moment to honor him. He's got about, 50 days left in office? And I'm really happy for him to be able to have this moment. I'd also like to recognize all of our elected officials here today. We all know that it takes a lot of people to make these kinds of things happen. So I'd like all of the elected officials, no matter what county you're from in our 3-county region, to please stand and be recognized, because it's taken everybody to pull really hard to make this happen. Thank you all. I'd also like to recognize the board that I chair, the Southwest Kentucky Economic Development Council Board. This is a group of people that is consists of leaders from Todd, Christian, and Trigg counties. We do a lot of work together. We put a lot of trust in our staff, and I just want to thank them for all that they do and all that they contribute. And finally, I want to recognize our Southwest Kentucky EDC staff. Carter Hendricks, our director, along with Sharon Butts and Tony Prim, are a team that really worked flawlessly together. When we hired Carter, somebody made the comment that we'll never have to tell Carter to giddy up, but we might have to tell him, whoa. And this very wise person, who I won't mention their name, said, but that's the way we want it. And it's certainly been the case. We haven't had to tell him to giddy up, and I don't think we've had to say whoa yet. So at this time, I'd like to ask everybody to join me in a standing ovation for Ascend Elements and our governor, as well as welcome the 101st Airborne Division Headquarters Honor Guard as they post the colors. Thank you. You may be seated. And now, it's my honor and pleasure to introduce the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear. Governor Beshear has been no stranger to economic development. We all know the big things that have happened, in particular with electric vehicles. In the last 18 months alone, Governor Beshear has celebrated the two largest economic development projects in our Commonwealth's history, as well as, he already said it, the largest economic development project in West Kentucky's history that we are breaking ground on today. Governor Beshear and his team have been a vital team in the process of working with Ascend Elements and their leadership team. Time and again, Governor Beshear, the Cabinet for Economic Development, Secretary Jeff Null and his team, and Kentucky Transportation Secretary Jim Gray and his team, and Denitra is here today, shout out, she's worked her tail off on this. They've provided outstanding leadership and assistance to ensure that Ascend Elements chose Commerce Park 2 for their new Kentucky home. And with this in mind, please join me in welcoming the Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Andy Beshear.
Thank you all. Wow. Good morning. What an amazing morning for Western Kentucky. I want to thank Lee for welcoming us. I was thinking when he was talking about the first time at this, he talked about this park, I was thinking I had a full head of hair and none of it was gray before this thing called a pandemic. But thank you to Lee and thank you to all of you for welcoming us here in Western Kentucky. As you know, this is a pretty special area to me. It's where my family is from. Now, my grandparents met on the WPA project that is the Pennyrile Park. Without that project, I wouldn't exist. Just 26 miles from here, Dawson Springs, Kentucky, is where my family comes from, and we're really proud to be from Western Kentucky. And this area has seen me a lot for good reasons, like today, and tough reasons, like the worst tornado event in our history, which came through a little less than a year ago, starting really December 10th last year. One tornado stayed on the ground, an F4 over 200 miles, something that we had never seen before, bringing a level of destruction and even death that was almost unfathomable. We lost 81 of our fellow Kentuckians, children of God, irreplaceable to their families and to their communities. So we have been back here not just since, but I still remember that night in the EOC and the next morning, first in Mayfield, mayor, then up in Dawson. And I made a promise, and I think we all made a promise, that we would stand with this region and we would stand with the communities that are impacted until every home was rebuilt, every business was restored, and everyone's life was repaired. And I'm pretty proud of the work that's been done since, as I'm leaving here to go to both Bowling Green and Ohio County for dozens of houses and homes that have been built, And we're seeing that in Dawson and in Mayfield as well. While those stabilization efforts are important, we know it takes more than a rebuilt home to revitalize and to save a community. What does that? Good jobs. Great jobs. They are what help us all see a future. And as we are looking at rebuilding, how we know that we can not only stay in but thrive in a community that has been impacted. So today is special to me for a number of reasons. First, I'm pretty excited. We're breaking ground on the biggest investment in the history of Western Kentucky. To think when we planned this groundbreaking, it was about a $310 million project that you're going to hear has now grown to nearly $1 billion of investment right here in Hopkinsville, Western Kentucky. For a guy who walked through his dad's hometown, a place where his granddad put him on his tractor and drove him through what was a safe place, where 70% of that town was leveled in that tornado event, I know that today not only ensures decades of vitality here in Christian County and Trigg and every other county that is a part of this group, but Mayor, I know that today's groundbreaking is going to help save Dawson Springs and ensure there's a bright future there. Let's thank the mayor and all the leadership of that town. So I'm not just excited today, I am grateful. I am grateful that Ascend Elements chose us, chose you, chose Kentucky, and chose Western Kentucky. Ascend Elements is a maker of advanced, sustainable battery materials made from lithium-ion batteries. And today, we're going to help this forward-leading company break ground on what, until about 48 hours ago, well, 24 hours ago, was a $310 million, 450,000-square-foot facility right here at Hopkinsville's Commerce Park 2. There are so many great things about what we thought this project would be. First of all, it was going to create 250 full-time jobs. We now know that's going to grow. Pretty exciting to plan a groundbreaking and know there's going to be more jobs than we thought just 24 hours before. Known as Apex One, this will be, that's draping yourself in the flag. This will be Ascend Elements' largest U.S. facility. It's the largest economic development project in Christian County, and now, with a little bit larger than the recycled paper mill we announced in Henderson, the largest investment in Western Kentucky. Since that announcement yesterday that I will talk about, we went from an amazing facility to the sky is the limit, to the envy of surrounding states, to the envy of the entire country. And just look at what Ascend is adding to. Folks, in just the last 2 years, we have become the undisputed electric vehicle battery production capital of the United States of America, right here in Kentucky. It started with that Ford SK Innovation announcement at nearly $5.8 billion. It wasn't just the largest investment in the history of Kentucky. It was the largest investment in the history of Ford Motor Company. It continued to grow in Envision AESC's announcement that they were going to build a $2 billion facility in Bowling Green. And when we made those announcements, then with more gigawatt production hours than any other place in the United States, we knew that so much more was to come. And you are seeing, I think, just the tip of the iceberg, but an incredible example of that today. With the grants that we heard about yesterday, I'm here to tell you we have now seen more than $10 billion of new investment in the EV sector in Kentucky in the last 2.5 years alone. How exciting is that? And we love adding Ascend Elements to that community. Listen, they are leaders in this fast-growing electric vehicle space. The company has developed a hydro-to-cathode process that produces key materials used in electric batteries. And think about this. They do it without generating any toxic waste. By 2024, think about how fast we're all going to have to build this thing together. Ascend Elements expects to equip up to 250,000 EVs annually. I'm guessing that might grow a little. With its recycled battery precursor and sustainable cathode materials. As great as today's announcement was going to be before yesterday, I have to speak about what happened in that incredible announcement. So yesterday, we learned that the Department of Energy, the Federal Department of Energy, had selected Ascend Elements for two major grants. See, earlier this year, we had worked together, and I had sent not one, but two letters to Secretary Granholm, the Secretary of DOE, and we'd had several conversations with both her and her staff. And I'm proud to say all of our efforts working together not only paid off, they paid off big time. Together, the two federal cost share grants are providing Ascend Elements for this facility right here in Hopkinsville nearly a half a billion dollars in additional funding. So with that funding, what y'all are looking at, what's going to be built right here is nearly a $1 billion investment in Kentucky and in Western Kentucky. So once again, let's thank Ascend Elements for the single largest investment in the history of Western Kentucky. And what the company knows is the economic impact goes so far beyond that. First of all, company leaders expect this project to create $4.4 billion in economic impact in Kentucky, beginning with a heck of a lot of great construction jobs it's going to take to build this facility. What it means is it means a better life for our families. We talk about the size of the investment. We talk about the number of jobs. But a job brings dignity to somebody's life. And a job in an industry we know is going to lead for decades to come, is going to bring stability to our families, is going to leave our children and our grandchildren with better opportunities than maybe many of us ever thought was possible. Today isn't just game-changing and state-changing, it's going to be life-changing to so many of our people. And sometimes when we're close to certain Novembers, I think folks forget about why we should be doing this. We are at a moment in time where we have a chance to be the generations that change everything. For folks who come after us, to realize that collective dream of every Kentucky parent and grandparent, that our kids will never have to leave Kentucky or the area they're from if they don't want to, because we make sure every opportunity is available for them right here. And think about what this facility is going to bring. It's going to bring engineers. It's going to bring chemists. They're going to be doing their R&D. It's going to bring so many incredible opportunities that the kids of Western Kentucky can grow up and dream and then go to school and train to ultimately fill. This is going to be a 140-acre site with full-time jobs we think will now reach and maybe exceed that 400-employee mark. How much of a life-changing experience is it going to be for 400 families that know how they're going to be able to put food on their tables, know how they're going to be able to afford to see a doctor and buy those prescription drugs? This is truly not only going to change this region, and it is, it's going to change the lives of our people, and for that I'm grateful and excited. This you're seeing here today is so much of our future, and this company is betting everything on us. And what I told them, and what I know each and every one of you believe, is when people bet on us here in Kentucky, we do not let them down. So you know we're going to get them the best workforce in this entire country. You know we're going to get them this facility constructed on time. You know we're going to work with them every single day, both here locally and at the state, to address any and all impediments. If you're with me, if you agree that we are not going to let this company down, we're going to make sure this is the most profitable operation they could ever imagine. Let's give a big round of applause so they see how much we believe. And I want to thank Judge Tribble. I want to thank our mayor who are here, because they not only had vision to push along with incredible economic development officials to get this here. They had the vision to already begin planning on how we deliver some of that workforce. You know, it was just last October, Judge, Mayor, that we were here to announce $10 million in funding for construction of a brand new career and technology education center here in Christian County. That's part of $170+ million that we're putting in our high schools all over Kentucky to make sure we don't lose one graduating senior right now, whether they're going on to a four-year or a two-year degree or whether they're ready to go into the workforce. We have better jobs and better opportunities than at any time in my lifetime, and our job is to make sure we put every single one of them either to work or in that program to make sure every single Kentucky child and young adult realizes their potential. That Gateway Academy to Innovation and Technology ought to make you proud. But just imagine, with this $10 million and this company, what we can do and what we can offer to all those students in that high school. And we continue to invest in your infrastructure, because let me tell you, this is one of the hottest areas of the state for economic development right now. Folks, we're already talking to people who want to be close to Ascend and otherwise want to look at major new facilities here. I believe you're going to see more good news, and that's why we continue to invest in infrastructure. Just a couple months ago, we announced more than $2 million in our cleaner water program for the Water District's extension project. That's on top of $1 million previously to make sure each and every one of your families can turn on the tap and have that basic human right that is clean drinking water. It is our transportation cabinet that worked really hard, not only on this, but on resurfacing Whitty Lane and other areas. And it's the expansion of broadband. Y'all know you were a part of one of the biggest announcements of the expansion of broadband in the history of the state of Kentucky. That's when we announced the largest public sector investment in making sure that this true infrastructure of the future reaches every single home. Here in Christian County, $13.8 million from that public investment went to the overall Pennyrow Rural Electric Cooperative, and together with the private sector investment, you're seeing $28 million put into spreading broadband to homes here in Christian and in Caldwell and in Lyon and in Todd and in Trigg counties. Just think about what's possible with announcements like today and this type of infrastructure investment. And I think we're already seeing it in the state. Not only was 2021 our best economic development year by far in terms of overall investment in new jobs, 2022 is at least going to be our second best year in our history. We sit here today at a 3.8% unemployment rate, one of the lowest in the history of Kentucky, and we've been below 3.9% for April, the longest consecutive period we have ever seen of that low unemployment. We have seen the largest growth here in Kentucky in 41 years, the two largest budget surpluses we have ever seen, and the best growth for our general fund month in and month out that we have ever had. That's even led to two out of three bond rating agencies, in the midst of all the craziness of this world, to upgrade Kentucky's economic outlook to positive. Yes, we lived through some difficult days. That can be inflation. That can be a war in Europe. Who would have ever thought we'd live through a war in Europe? And it can be the continuing impacts of the pandemic. But what you're seeing here today is, while today is challenging, tomorrow can be bright, it can be optimistic, and we can live out that true calling of every parent. We can leave a better life in every region of this commonwealth for our children. So to Ascend, man, what y'all are doing here is incredible. We will not let you down. We hope this is a lifelong partnership. We're going to help you build. We're going to help you grow. Feel free to go beyond the billion. We don't mind. And this area of the state is going to give you the best workforce you could ever ask for. God bless. Thank you all very much.
Wants to go ahead and start speaking, so I'm just going to introduce CEO Cronley right now, and he's a wonderful man. He's worked really hard to make this happen. He's built it from the ground up, so everybody, please make CEO O'Cronley feel welcome.
All right.
All I got to say, wow, this is what an incredible welcome to the state, to the county, to Hopkinsville. This is beyond my imagination. You know, we've been working with the economic development teams. I've been working with the state and the county officials and the city, and this is everything that was put together and bringing us in and helping us decide to come to Western Kentucky, Southwest Kentucky, Hopkinsville. It's amazing. Every step of the way, we've worked, it's been about a year now, working with the various teams. We've just received the most welcome and supportive groups of people that really it's been a long time since I've had that type of reception and that type of coordination, and it's just been great. And so, and even today, I look around, and this type of welcoming, you know, the governor's here. You know, this is an exciting thing for our company. It's an exciting thing for the city, but this is just to go to show how warm and welcoming everybody is here in the state and in the city. So I'd like to give you guys a round of applause. So specifically, I'd like to thank Governor Beshear. The announcement yesterday, I'm sure you had a lot to do with that, and I really appreciate that. Mayor Wendell Lynch, for everything that you've done to help bring us here. Honorable Steve Tribble, John Crenshaw, and everything you've done, putting this piece of land together. This is it's not easy, and we really appreciate that. It was interesting when we were looking for sites, and where do we go? Where do we put this next facility, our Apex facility? And we looked at really the eastern half of the United States, and we. Surprisingly, the site and the size of the site and having rail access and having access to good skilled employees and so we can fill these jobs, we looked at and the whole eastern half of the United States, and it was, this Hopkinsville came right to the top. There's about six finalists, and it was really the warm welcome in all of the work behind bringing it, all the economic development to bring us here. And so it was a long journey. And there was some bumps along the way, but we're really happy to be here today. So thank you very much. And the last person I want to thank is really Carter Hendricks. You and your team did a lot, and it was you were engaged with us. And there's a lot of work that was done behind the scenes. I don't think people really fully recognize economic development is a real needed project. This was a tough decision for us. And we really needed a lot of that information, a lot of that support. And so thank you very much for you and your team for everything you've done in order to help bring us to this day. Thank you. So Ascend Elements is new to the community. A lot of you don't know who we are. So I wanted to introduce the company just a little bit. So we are part of this energy transition that's happening. And so there's a lot of announcements that have happened. Companies are investing in Kentucky, specifically around electric vehicles, electric vehicle batteries, and we're part of that battery ecosystem. And so we've got a unique technology that was developed in the United States here, and we're bringing that technology to Hopkinsville, and we're commercializing that. So what we do is we produce the materials that go into batteries. So we're not the battery manufacturer, but we supply those critical materials that go into new batteries. And what's unique about us and what's unique about our process is that we make these materials from recycled batteries. So yes, it's a very sustainable material. And so this is really critical, not only for the state and the local community, but it's also critical for the United States that we do this and we do it here. So really in the battery community, around 75% of all batteries are made in Asia, and even a higher percentage of all of the battery materials are made in Asia, specifically China. And so that was a big part of the initiative that the federal government put together under the Biden's leadership to incentivize companies to start making these battery materials, these critical battery materials here in the United States. And so we're a big part of that, and that was a big reason why we were a very large recipient of that grant award to help with, it's a national initiative now, to help make these critical battery materials here in the United States so we're not importing them from China. And we're using technology, an advanced technology that was developed in the United States, and to bring that to enable this energy transition that's happening. So we're very excited. This is our second facility in the U.S., commercial scale facility, but it will be the largest. And when we first started talking to Carter and the team here about a year ago, this was about a $310 million project with later expansion stages that were going to be happening. And what has happened over the year, things essentially for our business and really anybody that's involved with batteries or this energy transition, things are starting to accelerate. And so that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this acceleration. And it's amazing to be part of that. But this project that was a pretty big project to begin with, 310 million, 250 million jobs, or I'm sorry, not 250 million jobs, 250 jobs. That would employ everybody in the country. But 250 jobs, that's a big project. What has happened, in specific over the last several months, and even with the Inflation Reduction Act that was recently passed back in August, that has really accelerated the interest in what we do, these sustainable battery materials that we make, that automotive companies, battery companies, the phone's been ringing off the hook. They want more. They want more material. They need more material, and they need it produced in the United States to help them qualify for these incentives and these credits that they want to pass along to consumers to buy EVs. So we're a big part of that. And so with the announcement yesterday and the grant award that we received, and so Ascend Elements received the largest grant that was given yesterday as part of the $2.8 billion, we received around $480 million. 100% of that $480 million is going to come right to this facility. So that's a direct investment from the federal government into Hopkinsville and the surrounding community. So that's really very incredible. And we're excited to be part of that. Of course, our business is going to be growing. And this is the first and the premier Apex plant that we're going to be building. And so Apex, so why do we call it Apex? It's the pinnacle, as we think about it, the pinnacle of making the circular economy of these critical battery materials and taking essentially scrap batteries and processing them and making them into highly valuable battery materials. And so that is the unique technology. It's the intellectual property of the company that that we're going to be commercializing and building right here. And so we're going to be servicing the industry. And because of the announcement yesterday, the additional investment, and the support and the interest that we're getting from battery manufacturers and EV manufacturers, we're already expanding. It's not just in 24 hours, but it's been happening over the last couple of months that we've made the decision that this is no longer just a $300 million project. It's a billion-dollar project. So, yes, this will bring about 400 plus jobs, direct jobs with Ascend Elements. But of course, there's a larger economic impact here to the community. And so that should be around $4.4 billion of economic impact. And it's not just 400 jobs for Ascend Elements. It will also be thousands of jobs when you add up all of the other impact that's going to have in the community. So we're going to be bringing a lot of people, a lot of effort here, and it's going to take the community, everybody that's here, and everybody in the extended community to help us do this. And we're very, very excited to be here. And it's not just good enough to have places for jobs. We recognize that this is a new industry and a new technology. And so we really want to be part of that. And one of the things Carter was talking about yesterday was that you're a family. And I was thinking about that last night, you know, and I've really gotten the sense of working with the community leaders here That's really true. It's how it works and how it feels. And we want to be part of that family. So it's not just good enough for us to offer 450 jobs. We want to make sure that we are investing in the people here in the community. We're investing in the education system. We're investing also in working with the school system, working with the community college, to make sure that the job training programs are there for people for us to be ready to hire. So that's going to be a big part of what we're doing. We also want to make having a job with us accessible. And so again, we're going to be working with community leaders to be helping with childcare, transportation, and all of the costs that are associated with that, because we don't want it coming to work every day. We don't want that to be, we want to make it easier for people. And so certainly we're going to be invested in the community, and we really want to be part of the family. So thank you all once again for the very, very warm welcome. This is fantastic. It's an exciting day for Send Elements in this groundbreaking, but I think it's also a very exciting day for the community. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Isn't this an exciting day? Let me start off by setting the table right. CEO Crumley, welcome to Hoptown. Chris Young is in the audience. We're going to be brief, okay? He knows what I mean by that. First of all, I want to thank everyone that's here. Governor, thank you for being here and everyone that's here today. This is really important. But I want to start off by thanking the Hopkinsville City Council, our legislators. And we have several of them here today. I know Councilmember Francis, Councilmember West, Councilmember Martin, Councilmember Keel are here. If there's others, just wave your hand. Less than 48 hours ago, they enacted legislation to bring this ground into the city of Hopkinsville. Let's thank them for that. Our city council has been so all in for economic development in this community, and I appreciate them. You have to keep everything in sequence, and that's one of the things I've struggled with, is all we constantly stay in contact, Carter, Judge, everybody, exchanging information, because we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse, as you can think. So that was part of that sequence that takes place. The other part that's already started is we annexed approximately 625 acres. That's almost a square mile. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of new land. And right now it's just greenfield, isn't it? So we've got to do something with this in addition to what the Send Elements is going to do. So 48 hours ago, on Tuesday morning, even before the council meeting, I pulled together a group of people, many of whom on this stage today and in the audience, and we started planning how the city is going to bring services into this entire park. You've got to forward plan. You've got to be prepared. We know this park is going to fill up faster than any park we've ever launched. And so we've already put the planning pieces into place. And we'll be making a report to our city council in November, kind of giving them some preliminaries so they can see the gigantic picture of the type of investment it's going to take to make this happen. So we're really excited to have you guys here, but we're going to grow new partners right here beside you to make this a premier park in Hopkinsville. Also, I want to acknowledge that this is really a great site for you guys to be on. Let me tell you why it's such a great site. It came to me full stream this morning. When I pulled onto the parking lot, a young man was directing me to park, and I rolled my window down. I thought I'll joke with him a little bit. I said, "Son," I said, I'm supposed to have valet parking." And with a very serious look on his face, he said, "Sir, it's all valet parking." So you're getting the best we have to offer, okay? I have to tell you that we're so pleased to have these new partners here. We've met many of them in the months and weeks prior to now. Roger, David, Liam, and many others on the team. We've become known on a first-name basis because for a project like this, it's got so many moving parts. There's so many emails, phone calls, text messages. So many times you have to exchange information, analyze that information, make decisions, get back and forth, that you really become a team within yourselves. And that's what has happened here. And Carter made reference, or someone made reference, this started over a year ago. It has, but it has been constant over the last year. And the state partners and TVA and our utility partners have all rolled up their sleeves, and they've been at the table when we need them there. So I'm so proud today for this announcement to take place. But it is a culmination of so many, many efforts and hours that have come together, because we have a common interest here. We want to grow our community. We want to create better jobs. Part of that three-legged stool I've worked on has to do with trying to grow the community from the ground, from the grassroots. And we need better paying jobs. More than just a living wage, we need a living wage and beyond. And industries like this that come into our community, they provide that living wage and beyond. And they allow our people to buy the things we're not able to afford right now. A better home, a better education for their kids, and all those things is on our list. So thank you to CN Elements. Thank you to all the partners that participated in this. And this is just a beginning. Thank you.
Tell you what, a lot of standing ovations here today. That's kind of hard on a guy wearing a boot, but I'm doing the best I can to get up and down. It's certainly well deserved. Thank you, Mr. O'Connell. It was good to meet you today. Like Wendell said, we've met most of these guys through all the many meetings we've had here. Good to get to know you all, but certainly good to meet you today. And thank you for being here. Thank you for what you all are doing. I usually just speak from the cuff, and I had some remarks today. And with this new announcement, I had to do some changing, man. Y'all changed the numbers on me there. But it's very, very positive. And I do, all the magistrates are here, stand up again. Fiscal court magistrates, let them all stand up. Okay, we've got several here. Thank you all for what you do to make this happen, because we, working with any industry, if you all don't cooperate, it doesn't happen. So thank you so much. But on behalf of Christian County government, all the citizens of Christian County, we want to welcome Ascend Elements to our community. I'm a strong believer in partnerships. Today's announcement represents a partnership between the state of Kentucky, Hopkinsville, and Christian County, our economic development team, and the leadership team of Ascend Elements. Most importantly, this partnership will result in great benefits for both our community and our new corporate citizen, Ascend Elements. We believe in Ascend Elements and the future that they have in this industry. Now, my note said y'all are going to spend about $310 million, looks like up to a billion. Man, that's fantastic, and maybe 400 to 450 jobs. But like myself, Ascend Elements believes in this community and the people who call Christian County their home. Now, they're building something here in Kentucky that does not exist anywhere in the United States, and that would be a domestic source of sustainable material for these EV batteries. Electric-powered vehicles are the way of the future, and I'm delighted that our community is on the cutting edge of this emerging industry. The commitment of this world-class company to our community will benefit our entire region for many years to come. So great things are happening in the EV market, and I'm so happy that the state of Kentucky and Governor and Rocky, thank you all so much for what you all have done to work with us. And we're so glad that Christian County is going to be a part of this future. So thanks to you all for coming today.
Good morning. It's great to see all of you for this exciting event. On behalf of the Hopkinsville Industrial Foundation, I want to express our appreciation to the many people and organizations who have made this day possible. It was great to meet you, Michael, this morning, hear about your exciting venture, and looking forward to it. On August 1st of this year, Governor Andy Beshear was scheduled to visit Hopkinsville to present funding for water and internet projects in Christian County. In the Christian County Fiscal Court Chambers that morning, the governor had something else to share. He announced that Ascend Elements had chosen Hopkinsville for its investment of over $300 million in a new industrial facility. As we all know now, that number has grown significantly. Ever since that day, Governor Beshear's support has been vital to the success of this project. Governor, thank you on behalf of the Hopkinsville Industrial Foundation and this community.
All right.
There are many others to thank. Secretary Jeff Nolan, the Kentucky Cabinet of Economic Development, Mayor Wendell Lynch, and members of the Hopkinsville City Council, Tom Britton and Hopkinsville Community Development Services, Judge Executive Steve Tribble, and the Christian County Magistrates, the Tennessee Valley Authority, Alan Gates and Penn Oreille Rural Electric, Derek Watson and Hopkinsville Water Environment Authority, Denitra Henderson and the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, it's a long list, CSX, the Delta Regional Authority, Pinneral Area Development District, Souter Surveying, Planners Bank, the Southwest Kentucky Economic Development Council and its great staff, Carter Hendricks, Sharon Butt, Tony Grimm. Thank you. In addition, we should not overlook the important role that the landowners have played. They have been willing to grant the options to the Hopkinsville Industrial Foundations, which enable it to purchase the land for the industrial parks. We appreciate the landowners' recognition that by working with HIF, they are providing a crucial resource, which benefits not only our community, but also the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you. The foundation's efforts have been key to the economic development of this area since 1926. In just a few more years, the organization will celebrate its 100th year. The mission of the foundation always has been to promote and develop the city of Hopkinsville and Christian County. With that mission in mind, to all the members of the HIF board, thank you for your knowledge and vision you provide for the betterment of Hopkinsville and Christian County. HIF knows from experience how important it is to continually attract new industry. Over the past 30 years, some of our longstanding industries have closed their doors. During that same period, however, we were very fortunate to announce a substantial number of new industries, especially in the 1990s. Those companies have filled Hopkinsville Industrial Park and led to the development of Commerce Park and then to South Park on Fort Campbell Boulevard near Interstate 24. We have been able to replace those jobs that were lost. We were fortunate to have that success. From that experience, I've been saying to the board for the last few years, we need another run of announcements. In order to achieve that goal, we needed good industrial sites. And we proceeded to develop another industrial park with rail service. HIF optioned and then purchased the land where we are gathered here today. And with the help of the Economic Development Council, we promoted and marketed the advantages of our newest rail-served industrial park. Welcome to Commerce Park 2. Right. We are here for the groundbreaking ceremony for our first occupant of Commerce Park 2. Electric vehicle technology is evolving all over the world. Hopkinsville, Kentucky has been very fortunate to have been selected by Ascend Elements, a company which describes itself as taking the lithium-ion battery industry to a higher level. Because of Ascend Elements' decision to locate in Hopkinsville, Commerce Park will soon have the infrastructure not only for Ascend Elements' needs, but also for future companies looking for industrial sites. I have had the opportunity to work with some great people in Ascend Elements' organization, Liam Lockheed, Head, Rose Davison, David Steiner, and Roger Lynn. All of us have been committed to the success of this venture, and I'm confident when the plan is up and running, we will be proud of what we set out to accomplish. I'm excited about the benefits and opportunities Ascend Elements will bring to the local community and the workforce Ascend Elements will employ. That's really what we're all working to achieve. The ability to maintain and the opportunity to improve the standard of living in this place we call home. I would be remiss to not comment more about the grants from the Department of Energy. Thank you so much. That's great news. I've got my green tie on here. I want to further thank our federal government for its policy goal of a greener planet. Living in scenic, beautiful Kentucky, most of all my life, I appreciate nature as much as anyone. I'm hopeful this project and others supported by the Department of Energy will be good for the environment. It feels great to be taking part in a forward-thinking project. Thank you.
So I'm your closing comments, and for some of you, you're very nervous that I'm going to be long-winded. I promise you that's not about to happen. But I do think we need to give this Ascend Elements and this announcement today another big round of applause, shall we? Mayor and Judge, we do have a housekeeping item. Yesterday, we presented a key to the city to Ascend, but had forgotten the key. So it's really hard to do that without the key. I noticed that it's brought today, so if you would, let's officially present this key to the city.
All right.
I need to clarify one thing. We didn't forget this yesterday. We were waiting for a bigger stage. Judge and I are so happy to present this. The words are simple, but they're really pragmatic. It says, presented to Ascend Elements in recognition of its generous, forward-moving investment in the future of Hopkinsville Christian County and the greater Pinerau region, presented by Mayor Wendell Lynch of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and the City Council, Christian County Judge Executive Steve Tribble, and Christian County Fiscal Court this 20th day, got the 19th on here, but we're going to change this to the 20th day of October 2022. CEO O'Connelly, this opens the door to Hopkinsville. It opens the door to friendship. It opens the door to opportunity. And most of all, it also opens doors that we will share your struggles and also your successes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We also have a small token of our appreciation to present. Mr. O'Cronley here. This is something we hope that you'll proudly display in the new facility. Governor, if you wouldn't mind helping present this, that'd be fantastic. A nice frame piece of a number of different images from the community of Hopkinsville, Christian County, and Southwestern Kentucky.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Tony, do you mind grabbing this back? So a couple quick housekeeping items before I forget, because Sharon has texted me probably 8 times to remind me at this point. Give Sharon Butts and Tony Prim, if you would, a big round of applause for all of the hard work put into this. As you all know, any effort is a team effort, and we're very fortunate to have a great team that I'm certainly honored to work with the staff, board of directors, and all of the partners who've already been recognized today a number of times. So I won't go through all of that I had listed as well, but you know who the partners are in the room. Thank you for everything that you do for us on a daily basis. Real quickly here, just want to thank Governor Beshear once again for being in attendance. Rodkey Adkins and the entire team at Team Kentucky, they're fantastic. It's about delivering results, and they continue to deliver results each and every day. And today we celebrate the result they helped to deliver right here in Commerce Park too. This is about partnerships. The partnership isn't just about today's announcement. The partnership will be here every single day so that we celebrate each and every anniversary moving forward. That's our commitment to you. There are a number of people that have helped to make today happen. You may have seen some of the students from Christian County Public Schools that greeted you when you come in. Let's give those students from Gateway Academy, raise y'all's hand and wave at us if you would, the Christian County Schools. Thank you, Ms. Knight, for making that happen. We also want to thank the Chamber of Commerce staff from the Christian County Chamber of Commerce. They've been instrumental in helping us get set up not only for today's event, but for several events over the past few days. So give Taylor Hayes and his entire team at the Chamber of Commerce a big round of applause. Mike Perry and his team at Public Works, Mr. John Crenshaw, who you've already acknowledged. He's not only an eloquent speaker, but he puts up banners, he digs holes, he moves chairs, does whatever is needed to do. Let's give Mike and his team and John Crenshaw a big round of applause. Todd Seitz, I believe you've probably been on the call with Sharon as much as Tony and I have been over the past few days. Todd has been instrumental in all the dirt you see and the shovels and the big heavy equipment. Everything around us. Give Todd a big round of applause, please. And Paul Sova and his team at Super Lawn and Garden, there's others that I've probably forgotten to thank. Just know that if we've forgotten you today, we won't forget you in our hearts. Your support means a lot to us and a lot to this company as we celebrate this historic groundbreaking of Ascend Elements. I'm going to do an Austin Powers. $1 billion since Lee opened up the movie theme. $1 billion! right here in southwestern Kentucky. We've had the pleasure for a year of working with your team, and you should take great pride in the culture that you've created. They are hungry to succeed, they are hardworking to make it happen, and they're humble each and every step along the way. It is that hardworking, that hunger, and that humility that inspired us to do anything and everything we could to make sure you called Commerce Park 2 your new home. So we're here to say really, very simply to you, welcome to your new Kentucky home. Right, give them a round of applause. Welcome to their new Kentucky home. It's an awesome place to be. Welcome to the future as we break ground here at this new Apex One facility, Ascend Elements, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. But most importantly, welcome to the family. Thank you so much. Now, I can't pronounce what the word is, but there's some food over here. Charcuterie boxes, I believe. We've got food on the left of me, you're right. We've got some wonderful coffee mugs that we need to make sure that you take out that have Ascend Elements brand on it. And before I forget, let's make sure to give the wonderful men, I was going to say women, but it's just men here today, men of the 101st Airborne Division Color Guard, a big round of applause. Gentlemen, please retire the color. Gentlemen, please retire the colors.
Present home. Order on. Right turn, march. Ready, dip. Forward.
Give them another big round of applause if you will. They initially asked about how long we thought the comments would be. Oh, about 25 or 30 minutes. So to hold that formation for an hour plus is a testament to the resolve of the men and the women of the 101st Airborne Division and why we get to celebrate wonderful groundbreakings like the one we're going to go do. So we're going to go out behind the tent. You see the pile of dirt. All of the players from Ascend, Governor Rocky, and others here from the state. Local folks, we're going to grab a shovel. We're going to pitch the dirt. Y'all don't forget to grab lunch and grab your coffee mug. Thank each and every one of you for being here. All right.